Greg Giannotti is not. He returns from his long weekend tomorrow. As is our custom, we slowly put the pieces back together when guys are out. Pete was not here, just like Greg was on Friday. And now Pete's back alongside Mikey B. So we're almost a big, happy family.
We're moving slow, almost. Like molasses in the wintertime.
Exactly.
How do you know it's a beautiful day in New York?
Because I was outside.
It wasn't beautiful yet.
Oh, when it's not humid and 90 in the dark at 4 a.m., It is a beautiful morning.
You New Yorkers bitching about the weather.
Yeah.
Now, when it's freezing cold, you're happy, right?
I like it when it's chilly. I like September and I like May. Those are my two favorite months here in New York.
Wow.
Yeah, I
want it hot and humid.
Yeah, I know you
all
do.
The time.
Mm-hmm.
24/7, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Well, we're all here. In various stages of physical disrepair. at some point before we're done.
Various stages of physical disrepair.
Yeah.
That is a great sentence.
Thank you.
I love where you formulated that. That was cool.
Before we're done in 3 hours, I will explain to you, I'll share the story of my latest physical embarrassment that involves a 13-year-old girl.
Uh-oh.
There's a tease.
Are you going to jail?
I'm not going to jail. No, I should be shamed into hiding, but that's about it.
I can't wait to hear this story.
Yeah, it's a good one for everybody but me. and BJ's got the giggles this morning. I didn't think any of us were at the Harrison Barnes wedding this weekend, but maybe Brian was. Maybe he's in the background somewhere laughing with Steph Curry and Kyrie Irving.
That is a funny video.
Yeah.
I must say, that was pretty good. And the fact that the Cavs and the Warriors are going back and forth, and of course, Halloween last year, you had the Cavs making fun or mocking the Warriors, and now it's come full circle. That's a good video, I must say.
So
way to go, Steph Curry.
If you missed this over the weekend, Harrison Barnes got married, and in attendance was Steph Curry and Kyrie Irving. And if you also missed post-finals, LeBron's Instagram video response to losing the finals was to post some bizarre videos from the gym, dancing, mean mugging, rubbing his bald head, rapping to a song that we can't play for you because it has 97 curse more.
T Grizzly, nah.
Yeah. We thought we set a record with the Bugatti Casino cursing, bleeping 26 in like 34 seconds. We gave up trying to put this song on the radio today. But there's Steph Curry being filmed by somebody doing the LeBron angry workout dance, and there's Kyrie Irving laughing his you know what off of. And I don't want to take this seriously, but a lot of people are taking it seriously. And should we be taking it seriously?
Why are they taking it seriously? These guys are having fun. They're mocking each other. No one took it seriously when it was the Cavs during Halloween making fun of the Warriors. And so, no, I'm not taking it seriously. And it's not like LeBron's going to call up Steph, man, don't stop mocking me, all right? Quit playing. No, you're having fun with it. And to the victors go the spoils. Steph Curry's back on top. The Warriors are back on top. They licked the Cavs once again, so they're having fun with it. And that video was a trip. I mean, he was mean mugging. It was too close, man. Can you pull back on the camera, please? You're all in my grill. Come on, please. Pull back. I guess LeBron, his point was, I've moved on past the finals. I'm getting my workout in.
I've got no rhythm.
I'm having a rhythm.
Maybe it was the angle, and it's like helicoptering.
It was too close.
Above him. It's like, dude,
right.
What's going on? He's kind of dancing
close.
In there.
It was too close. I would agree with you. And so this is, why are people taking it seriously? It's not just like two gangs going after each other.
It is.
They're having fun. They're mocking each other. That's it.
West
Leave it
Coast,
at that.
Midwest.
Come on. Let's not read any more into it.
I think if you want to have a serious take on this, it's Kyrie Irving laughing at LeBron with a competitor, that it's gone to the point now. And I said this to you on Friday. Like, I can't believe it's gotten to this point.
What was he supposed to do?
That this can't.
It was funny.
I don't want him to deck Steph Curry. Like, that's my boy. But maybe he should, like,
he may have said that.
I can see him
laughing, and he's like, "Dog, why you do that to my man?"
Yeah.
I mean, you can have fun with it.
And like, see, I'm also a jerk. Like, I would, like, if we were somewhere and somebody was dancing like Greg, I don't know that I would, like, I would probably laugh too, not because dislike Greg, because it was funny.
Yes.
So I don't.
That's it.
Yeah, and you know what too? What bothered me about the whole serious take thing is we spend so much time too now complaining how these guys are all buddy-buddy and friends. And, you know, there is some dislike, I think, somewhere in there. It's not hatred, and there's not going to be some kind of brawl. But, you know, I think there's some good, somewhat old-fashioned competition in there that leads Curry to do that after LeBron did the stupid cookie Halloween thing. So right. I you can't have it both ways. If you want these guys to dislike each other, then let them dislike each other when they actually put it on video and somebody shares it for us and then deletes it.
That's it, and leave it at that. These guys, they respect each other. They compete hard against each other, and they're going to needle each other. I'm happy to see that instead of seeing everyone helping a competitor up off the court and saying, hey, I want to go play with this guy and that guy. This is fun, and this is only going to help build this rivalry. I said it all last year. They've embraced it. They understand that this is a huge help and assist to the NBA because it has all of us paying attention. Look, it's August.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's August, right? We're still talking about the NBA.
Yeah. And even more so if the, and we'll get to, obviously, Jerry Jones plus Steve Bisciotti plus Colin Kaepernick in the second hour this morning. But if we didn't have that, there'd be almost nothing to talk about from NFL training camp, and we'd spend even more time this morning dissecting this stupid Instagram video. But you're right, this has been a remarkable NBA offseason, flexing only that I thought the NFL had, the ability to just keep us locked in over usually nothing, yeah. And we can't get away from it. And there's just something new every single day, and now we've got this silly video. But maybe we're missing something, so 855-212-4CBS.
What are we missing?
I don't know, 855-212-4227. If you're taking this seriously and you think that there's something actually to read into this, you know how to reach us. Give us a call.
No, don't reach us.
No, you should do
call
that.
Call somebody else.
People like when people call the phone number.
There's nothing to
it's
see
helpful.
In this.
A little bit.
I understand what you're doing, phone but don't call here. Call somebody else to get help because there's nothing to this video. Some cats at a wedding celebrating their friends' nuptials and having fun. About a teammate or a competitor. That's it. Nothing here. And Kyrie Irving sitting there laughing. So what? Doesn't mean that he has disdain for LeBron James. Just
that
means
he does,
it was
though.
Funny. If it hadn't been funny, he would have laughed. And who's to say he didn't even post a side? Man, that was cold. That was cold. Why you do that to my teammate, dog? But you can laugh.
Yeah. I
mean, it's not like someone making fun of me and you sitting there laughing and regaling it in all of its majesty because you don't have my back.
I've got your back.
Sometimes.
Most days.
Sometimes.
Today, though, you were loving it. So this,
I
walked back in the newsroom and there's a loud former NFL player in our newsroom making the rounds. And shockingly, it's not Brian Jones. It's Bart Scott, who's filling in on WFAN in New York here this morning.
I'd love to be on that show.
Bart had delivering one of the greatest lines of all time. The way things work here in our newsroom now, in the mornings, anchors like myself, normally Brad Heller today, we sit in the very back corner of the room, which has a full microphone connections to upstairs so that you can do updates on WCBS 880 in New York while you're here on the network as well. So Brad finishes a report at 5:30 or 5:45, and Bart's like, man, they put you early in the back corner. You're the white Rosa Parks. And then all of a sudden, I hear that cackle out of the corner, and here comes Brian. And now Brian goes, yeah, now there's two of us. Say something. So a little, just a little coup in the newsroom this morning because the demographics are off.
Yeah, for you guys, yeah. Y'all are uncomfortable, right? It's going to be okay.
And then we had a debate of whether or not which side gets Pete. Your side or our side?
No, y'all can have it. Listen, that was fun. And man going through the desk looking for a pen. Come on, really? You couldn't bring your own pen? You don't have one in the car? Everyone has a pen in the car, right? At least I do.
Yeah.
Couple.
He's also wearing a bedazzled Native American headdress shirt
on. That was a trip.
And you're wearing your crazy-ass Julius Caesar silver flip-flops that cost more than the rest of our entire clothes in the room. So between the two of you,
I think his shirt costs more than everything all of us have.
Well, because there's probably really real rubies in the feathers of the Indian head.
I'm going to go jack. I'm going to jack it for his shirt, man.
So that's this morning. And
wow.
We also have a whole construction project going on, which is...
Yeah, what's up with that?
Well, we can get to that in a little bit, but there's already been some anger over it. There's been some inappropriate jokes made about it. It's not supposed to be there too long, but there's a huge white tent in the middle of our floor right now for God knows what. But back to basketball just for a second, and we can't leave Kyrie Irving altogether until we actually talk about basketball and a trade.
That actually matters with him?
Yeah, you know, I'm surprised. I haven't really yet heard a scenario. The only trade scenario that I've heard that's given me pause was one that involved the T-Wolves and trading Andrew Wiggins in a multi-team, multi-player thing to get Kyrie Irving to Minnesota, even though they've already signed Jeff Teague. Now, I still would do that trade, but that one at least made me think. Everything else, if I'm getting Kyrie Irving, I'm doing it. And the Suns, again, it comes out that they're not going to include Josh Jackson in anything for Kyrie Irving. And with all due respect to Josh Jackson, let's not be crazy here. If it takes him to get you Kyrie, you do that immediately, right?
Well, they just drafted the young man.
Who cares?
Believe they can build around him. They have Devin Booker there as well. Eric Bledsoe has been in the conversation as far as going to Cleveland in exchange for Irving and others out of Phoenix. So I can understand why they're holding on to this draft pick. And Kyrie Irving is a proven commodity. Josh Jackson is not, but they think he is the future, and they can build around him along with Booker and others on that roster. And so they've said right now, hands off. No way he's going to be included in a package. Now, the Cavaliers can come back and say, well, not only we offer Kyrie Irving, but other things. So I'm sure they're going to be willing to talk. They're going to be willing to listen. But as it stands today, Josh Jackson, no way. No way, Jose. He's not. We're not going to move him. We're trying to build for the future, and he's a big part of that future. They covered him. I don't blame them. I understand what they're thinking. And Bledsoe, you know, will he be enough and others for the Cavaliers at this point? No.
Yeah, I'll disagree with the Suns here on this. They can like Josh Jackson all they want, but if it takes him to get Kyrie, I mean, this is top 10, top 5 talent, maybe the best individual scorer in the NBA. He's a franchise changer. Unless you have serious concerns about why he wants out of this situation and how he wouldn't want to play with LeBron, that somehow bothers you, maybe. But I don't see Josh Jackson as untouchable when it comes to Kyrie Irving being involved. And if you've seen Allen Iverson, please let Ice Cube or anybody else with the big three know where AI is.
He's in Minnesota.
With Prince?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Ice Cube lives there, too. I forgot.
Yeah. Prince is gone, man. Come on.
After the relatively unexplained reason why AI didn't play in Philadelphia in his homecoming for the big three a couple of Sundays ago, he was completely MIA yesterday in Dallas. No doctors told me to stay home. Nobody knows why. Completely unforeseen, no advance notice, just didn't show up, didn't check in. Whatever the big three can do, it's launching an investigation to figure out what went on. But save them some work. If you know where AI is, tweet at Ice Cube or somebody and let them know where he is, because apparently he's missing.
Yeah, and it's strange and disheartening if you're a member of this fledgling league, which Ice Cube is co-creator of.
I can't imagine it'll last much longer, by the way. Terrible TV ratings, and after the first weekend, nobody seems to care.
Really? Well, I haven't seen the attendance at the particular cities, and they're traveling to different cities each week, correct?
Yeah.
And here, it was packed. It was jam-packed.
And then they were there for 7 hours, and nobody wanted to go back again.
So, I'm not... AI is a trip. Let's just put it that way. And here you are. You've been promoting this league, and you've been a big part of all the celebrities who've been associated with this thing. Like, you got Julius Irving. Julius Irving is coaching. You got others like Chauncey Billups, who was just up for the Cavs GM job. Of course, has a ring from his days with the Pistons. He's planning his things, and numerous other guys. Who do we have on the show? Kenyon Martin, who's playing in it, and
but AI is the guy.
I know. Yeah. And it didn't show up. Of course, he didn't play when they went to Philadelphia. And I'm sure that killed the ratings as well, having played there during his career. And everyone wanted to see him. And now he doesn't show up whatsoever and doesn't give anybody any idea where he is. It's just a bad business decision on his part. You can pick up the damn phone and say, hey, look, I can't make it. Here's the reason why. If you don't want to tell them the reason why, just say, I can't make it. At least give them the heads up that you're not going to be in attendance, because you're a huge part of this. You're a huge draw for this fledgling league, and yet you're a no-show. That's just wrong on so many ways. it's just not good business sense, one, for him, and two, it's another hit to the man and the way he goes about conducting his business. Why would you want to be associated with someone you can't rely on?
Yeah,
and it's basketball, but you can show up. I'm sure they're flying him there. He doesn't have to spend his own coins
right.
to get the dollars. Just show up.
Yeah, and even if you're not going to show up, I mean, in this day and age, if you can't track somebody down to say, hey, I'm not coming tonight for whatever reason.
That's it. Call. Have somebody in your camp call. If there's anyone left, you know, when the money dries up, people dry up as well. And even though he's got a big windfall that's going to hit here pretty soon with Reebok, that was the smartest thing he did to defer a ton of that. Or they did defer a ton of that money that they signed for him, or he signed for in his endorsement deal. Pick up the damn phone. How hard is that? I mean, we had that with Derrick Rose here. I got to go to Chicago on a whim. Well, let somebody know.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never do that to Eric Spitz. Never.
Mikey B, maybe. But no. Spitz always in the loop. Everybody no knows way. When Come you're taking on. Days off.
Hey, Eric, I got to go. I ain't going to be there today. That's just... How old is Allen Iris? Almost 40? He's got to be in his 40s, right?
Yeah.
Maybe. You're a grown-ass man. Where's Pick up the phone.
NBA savant Mike Bisnega doesn't know off the top of his head.
That's right. He knows everything.
Feverishly typing.
Excuse me? 42.
42.
Pick up the damn phone.
Man, that's
I'm not going to make it. How hard is that? And you know,
text
what are you afraid? Ice
somebody.
Cube's gonna call up the former members of NWA and get at you.
That might still be on the table. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Despite Brian's recommendations to the contrary, feel free to call us up and talk about anything you want.
Well, okay, that's different than talking about Kyrie Irving laughing at Steph Curry mocking LeBron James. There's nothing there.
Okay.
There's no there
Fine.
There.
Forget that.
Okay.
You can call about Colin Kaepernick. You can talk about James Harden's jersey being retired in a strip club. There's also
really?
A sex-crazed lion in the NFL.
What do you mean sex-crazed?
Oh.
It's all,
I'll tell you in a second.
It's all relative, man. What do you mean sex-crazed? It's like he's going around jumping every lioness in the jungle?
I guess you'll have to stay tuned to find out.
Sex-crazed.
On Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
This is Adam Richman, and you are feasting your ears on Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio. Sounds delicious.
Doing More is brought to you by the Home Depot, the next generation of home improvement with everything you need to do projects smarter. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Let's take a look at a player who is doing more for his team. Andrew McCutchen is doing more for the Pirates. The Pittsburgh star hit three solo homers, helping those Pirates beat San Diego yesterday 7-1. I certainly thought it would have happened sooner, but McCutchen has figured things out after over a season of struggling big time, almost to the point where the Pirates got rid of him. But he's now back to being Andrew
How
McCutchen.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this was a guy they were wondering, should we trade him, and what's going on with him after the lackluster season a year ago? And now, man, he's been balling. Mm-hmm. Speaking of baseball, I went to Yankees game
yes.
Saturday. Had a blast. Walk off by Brett Gardner, second in the series against the Rays. And damn good time.
Wait, Mike's wearing his Jewish Mets hat and pumping his fist
Why?
At that. What? I'm confused.
Oh, I'm just happy for Brian that he had a great day.
Oh, yeah, it was outstanding.
Now those
Too
were
damn expensive, but it was outstanding.
If you follow the Gio and Jones show very closely, the tickets that Brian used on Saturday were the ones he asked our super boss, Mark Chernoff, for after he threw a stapler and a tape dispenser at a colleague. The tape thing broke and sent sand everywhere. Said super boss cleaned the sand up that Brian put on the floor, and then Brian goes, oh, by the way, the tickets I need are for Saturday, not for Friday. Thanks.
That was a great transition. But actually, Knucklehead, he didn't have tickets to provide for me, so I had to look elsewhere, and I succeeded. Eight rows
wow.
right behind home plate.
Look at you. Wow. I can't believe they said no to you.
That's what they were saying about Brett Gardner after his second walk-off. That's what the Rays were saying.
We've left the white Rosa Parks out of the back of the newsroom. Here
What's up, Rosa?
Hi, guys.
Hey, here's Here's your update.
I've never been referred to that way before.
Yes, Bart Scott. That's going to stick. You're sticking with that.
Welcome to the locker room.
thanks for letting me in, guys. I appreciate it.
Brad Heller. That's his name.
Yeah, yes. His name is Brad Heller. He's now a historical figure.
With the update from the back of the bus.
All right, guys.
Enjoy your ride.
We'll start with the Sunday night baseball game. Not sure you can have a better major league debut than Kyle Farmer.
Line drive. Base hit heading into the right field corner. Seager has scored. Here comes Turner. He's on his way home. Throw to the plate. Kyle Farmer is a walk-off hero in the first at-bat of his career. And the Dodgers win yet another improbable game.
Charlie Steiner called the Dodgers Radio Network 8 in a row for L.A., 3-2 over the Giants in 11 innings. There were 5 walk-off wins and all on Sunday. Steve Pierce, a game-winning grand slam for the second time in 4 days, capped a 7-run ninth inning for the Blue Jays. They beat the Angels in Toronto 11-10. The White Sox, Matt Davidson, a 2-run home run and snapped the Indians' 9-game winning streak. Yonder Alonso homered in the 12th as the A's beat the Twins in Oakland. Freddie Galvis, an RBI single as the Phillies top the Braves in Philadelphia. Andrew McCutchen, 3 home runs. The Pirates beat the Padres, snapping a 4-game losing streak. Meanwhile, Adrian Beltre becoming the 31st major leaguer and the first Dominican-born player to reach 3,000 career hits, a 4th-inning double.
When I hit the ball, obviously, I luckily got it through Machado. And after that, I felt like I was in a cloud running. Like, I was running. I was thinking I did it. And I did it. I don't know. I didn't believe I did it, but it's done.
Game in a loss, though. The Rangers fell to the Orioles. Texas trading catcher Jonathan Lucroy to the Rockies. The Cubs will reportedly get reliever Justin Wilson and catcher Alex Avila from the Tigers. The Royals landing Melky Cabrera from the White Sox. The trade deadline, 4 p.m. Eastern today. 5 new members, the Baseball Hall of Fame. Pudge Rodriguez, Tim Raines, Jeff Bagwell, former Commissioner Bud Selig, and John Schuerholz. From the NFL, Patriots linebacker Rob Ninkovich announces retirement after 11 seasons. Seahawks second-round pick Malik McDowell could miss the entire season after an ATV accident. NFL Network says he suffered a concussion and facial injuries. McDowell tweeted that his career is not in jeopardy. The Vikings giving corner Xavier Rhodes a 5-year contract extension worth a reported $78 million. Guys?
Brad, thank you very much. As I said before at the top of the show, Greg's back tomorrow. Everybody back in their normal seats for the rest of this week. And then Greg's off all next week as well.
All next week?
All next week. That's a lot of me and you.
Wow.
Next week,
yeah. It is. Oof.
Batting down the hatches.
That's a prepare myself for that.
Things you should not do on national television. Marshawn Lynch, among the league leaders. He was on NFL Network. Was it yesterday or Saturday? Sometime over this weekend, NFL Network was at Raiders camp. It is, I believe, Taylor Bisciotti. We have identified her off of her NFL Network headshot. And Michael Robinson, former player in Seattle in particular, who
right,
knows Marshawn
teammate.
Well.
Yep.
So they're talking, the two NFL Network employees, and over saunters Marshawn is returned to Oakland.
You know something about everything. What's up?
What's up?
Where the people at?
Big dog.
They're
Big
right
dog.
There.
What's up, man? I'm cool. What's happening?
You can't say that on TV.
Yo, come on.
Bro. You
they
can't say
I'm
that.
Good, y'all the ones told me
dog,
to come over
you
here.
Can't curse.
Y'all knew what time
stop.
It was before I came over here.
I know, and I love you for that. But look, though.
What's good, man?
Yes, now, I only heard the S word originally. What was the second thing he said? He repeated it? Oh, he said that twice, huh? I mean, if there's a person that cares less about things than Marshawn Lynch, I want to meet him. He doesn't give a you-know-what. Well, it's amazing.
Right. And he gets upset, he somewhat admonishes his former teammate, Michael Robinson, for asking him questions, and the young lady whose name I don't recall.
Taylor Bisciotti. Yeah.
Taylor Bisciotti, yes. For asking him questions about football. And then, okay, he didn't like that, so let's ask about the new business you just acquired, your soul food restaurant. And just saying soul food makes me hungry right now.
Yeah, man. Well, it might have made Marshawn hungry yesterday,
too. Bailey. I could take some about 4 eggs, scrambled soft with cheese, and some fried pork chops right about now.
You got that, Mike?
Can you handle that, Mike? Is there someone open in the area that could make that for us?
I'll look into it.
If
thanks,
it was a
Mike.
Basketball question, he had us covered.
Yeah, but 42. The Tracy McGrady, 619.
The fact that he was upset they were asking him football questions. You interrupted their broadcast, dude. And then he started hitting on the girl, yeah. Taylor.
We've got that audio too. So he's like, let's not talk about football. And yeah. she like, okay, fine. Like puts her hand on his back, like yeah. to make it a little mm. less formal. And he's like, oh,
intimate.
You're mm. not ugly. And here's what happens.
How's it feel to be back on the team?
That's cool. You gonna do the normal thing, right? And ask questions about all the.
No, we can talk about your soul food yeah. restaurant that you bought.
See, look,
you ain't telling me.
You got
she
all doing in my business.
Oh, that's my job. It
ain't even a business yet.
No? You too joking? Early?
It's all in my business, yeah. dog. What you doing in my business? I don't know nothing about nothing. We went on to say a couple times. I know nothing about nothing.
He okay. also said to Michael Ronson, like, I came to talk to my dog mm-hmm. and his partner. And he gave her a little side look.
He went all right. Gronk. That's what Gronk does to female reporters. Oh. We've seen that in the past. So why can't Marshawn Lynch do it, right?
I mean, I'm sure there are people who are mad that he was talking to a woman because he thought that she was attractive. But I mean, he's
why are
just
they
being
upset? Were they upset when Gronk was hitting on a reporter?
I'm sure they probably were.
I didn't hear him voice their concern.
Everybody's
about
something.
Way.
Yes.
Gronk went a lot yeah. further than Marshawn did. Yes, he was definitely hitting on the woman. Here, Marshawn, listen, man. All you got to do, that's your boy, Michael Robinson, right? He works for Taylor, right? Once they're done working, pull Michael aside. What's up with that girl? You know what I'm saying?
Does she really like soul food? All right, so you want to know about this sex-crazed line?
You guys are labeling this line sex-crazed.
Yes.
The line is just being a liar, right?
Maybe. So, okay. So Ben McAdoo, the head coach of the New York Giants, as many coaches do, finds weird ways to motivate his players.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess his training camp was beginning.
What are some of the weirdest ways? I remember Jackie Sherrill when he was at Mississippi State and he castrated a bull. In front of the team, and everyone
was up
in arms over that.
Are you yes. serious?
Yeah. Well, were you guys not born when that happened?
No.
Yeah. And everyone was upset. Like, that happens all the time. What's wrong with him throwing that in front of his team?
Well, did he do it correctly?
I hope so.
Sterily?
I hope so.
Is the bull all right afterwards?
Yeah. And the bull was all right. It didn't die.
Right.
Sewed it right up. He was fine. No. Motivation spawned. I mean, would you be all right if somebody took your jewels?
No.
Exactly. Well, the bull had to accept it and deal with it. But I don't think it succumbed to that incident.
It survived. It just didn't have any fun for the rest of its life.
Right, yeah.
It was embarrassing in the shower, in the locker room.
I used to be tough. What happened?
So Ben McAdoo told the Giants the story of Frazier the Lion. And I'm reading directly now from the New York Post. A fading fellow who rallied to become the Hugh Hefner of the jungle. Frazier was characterized by Life magazine as, quote, a reigning sex Simba, and by others as, quote, the first X-rated zoo attraction in history. He was part of a Mexican circus, and I guess the owners of the circus thought that he was no longer of use, so they sent him to a California...
He was like that bull.
Yeah, to a California zoo to live out the rest of his time. The zoo kind of revived a few things, maybe gave him a second puberty, so to speak, and he became the most important stud in the zoo, and the female lions were bringing him meat, and within 16 months, he fathered 33 cubs.
What?
Yeah. So...
That's what the Mexican zoo gets for giving up on me, man. I got
right.
some
I'm
life left.
Teach them.
So McAdoo's telling his team this story.
That I guess
and the point of the story is what?
No matter how old you are, you can make babies.
Well, in this day and age, with a little help, little blue pills, yeah.
I guess it's about rallying and no matter what you're doing. Like,
so this is for the older players, not the younger
it's
players.
For everybody. Before you have to get shipped off to a zoo to have sex with lions, play better. Or if you're old and you're already in that position, then revive yourself.
Have you seen the lions mating? I mean, it's like they're... That's exactly what they sound like. They're doing it.
Well, that's not you yesterday?
Under my breath. <That's me.
laughs> What's the lion version of sniffing?
Don't touch me, don't touch me.
That last noise is a little too real, if we're being honest. Let's go to break. Let's go sit in the white tent outside for safety.
I mean, I should be inside the white tent.
That's what it's for. We finally given the women of this place a safe zone. If they see Brian coming, or I guess Joe Beningo, they can go diving in there and zip themselves in until
Joe and
it's
I
clear.
Are kindred spirits, man. That's my
dog. Let's call it that.
Yeah, but so this was to motivate the older players on the Giants roster. I mean, the oldest player is what? 31, 32?
Yeah, no, 36. 36 is the oldest. Eli's 36.
Oh, Eli, okay. And so Eli needs to motivate. Eli, go out there and be like that lion. What's the lion's name again?
Frazier.
Yeah. Go be like Frazier. Oh, wow. What a story. Ugh. I'll show you.
Sports, man.
33 Cubs, huh?
In 16 months. It's 2 a month.
Go, boy.
Mm. Take a nap.
So you sex craze. That's what they do.
I think that's a little sex craze. Huh? I mean, I guess they have no way to chart what they're doing in the wild, but that's a lot of you-know-what in 16 months. And that's some Antonio Cromartie potency.
The average litter is 3 or 4 cubs, right, for a lioness.
You're looking at me like I'm a National Geographic reporter.
I watch it all the time. I was watching the incredible Dr. Pole this weekend. My Saturday night was on the couch watching Dr. Pole until about 1 in the morning. How about that?
Yeah.
Incredible Dr. Pole.
Yeah, and then what'd you do on Sunday?
Made up for Saturday
incredible
night.
Polls. 855-212-4CBS. Somehow, we're going to have a serious conversation about Colin Kaepernick when we come back on Gio and Jones.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
How sweet is that?
What's that?
I got options. But yeah. You're the top one.
Good to have options.
You're number one, baby. It's time
today. Yeah. and for the next few hours.
Yeah, number one's on vacation, so here you go. It's time to ask the pros, where you, the listener, gets to ask us a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply check out the link, cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Or tweet your question to us at CBS Sports Radio using the hashtag AskThePros, and then be listening later in the show when we might answer your question. Before your travels begin, prepare for summer road trips. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for simple, preventable maintenance that will ensure a safe journey during the summer months ahead. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. It is Bogus in for Gio alongside Brian Jones, PDB, Mikey B, Brad Heller with us as well. On this Monday morning, everybody's back together tomorrow. What are you giggling at?
Rosa Parks.
White Rosa Parks. Diversifying the CBS Sports newsroom for the first time in almost 5 years. It's about time that happened.
Yes, it is.
Don't want to speak out against the company, but needed Brad in the back.
Yeah, we did.
To change some things. So, on a much more serious note, for the first time this morning, Colin Kaepernick is still not employed by an NFL team, which in theory and in general is okay. We've gone through this a million times. Not every QB situation is the same and is the right spot for Colin Kaepernick. My problem this weekend is that both Jerry Jones and Steve Bisciotti were terrible at explaining why Colin Kaepernick is not on their rosters. And Bisciotti, I think, more significantly showed us that anybody telling you that this is simply a football decision is lying to you.
Right, exactly.
And it doesn't necessarily mean that he's being blacklisted in the truest sense of the term, that the owners have come together and said, we are making a stand and no one is going to hire him. But if you're thinking that Colin Kaepernick's off-the-field issues are not part of this, then you're just wrong, because Steve Bisciotti put this out there yesterday at a fan forum for Raven fans alongside the commissioner, who's one of the last people to tell you, most recent to tell you, that NFL teams only make decisions based on football and wins and losses. And that's that's just nonsense. When the commissioner, one seat over, Steve Bisciotti, said this over the weekend.
Collins made some assurances, I think, through his intermediaries that there would be no protesting, that he would be standing in the for the Pledge of Allegiance. And so quantify hurting the brand. I know that we're going to upset some people, and I know that we're going to make people happy that we stood up for somebody that has the right to do what he did. You know, nonviolent protesting is something that we've all embraced.
Now, the next thing he said was, I didn't like it. And then he went on to say that this is that he's not sure that Kaepernick can help them win football games. If he was sure that he could, he wouldn't care about the national anthem or the Pledge of Allegiance. And he wouldn't be asking fans and sponsors for their take on this.
Wait. So he contradicts himself. If we were guaranteed he could help us win ball games, I don't give a damn about his protest. He can protest all day long.
Yeah, I mean,
basically what he said.
And that's what he said. And, yeah. And that's what this organization. Now, wow. This is an organization that has never, ever, in any discernible way, backed off of Ray Lewis, who was involved, connected to a murder. I mean, they never did anything to distance themselves from Ray. And in fact, went to Ray Lewis, the person that told Steve Bisciotti that Kaepernick will, you know, quote unquote, behave if they sign him, was Ray Lewis.
He would behave. What the hell does that mean? Listen, this is a private industry, and this is a private business, and they can choose to hire and fire whoever they want to. We understand that, and they don't have to agree with Colin Kaepernick's protests or anyone else's protests in that locker room. But the majority of those guys in that locker room believe in that protest. While they may not have voiced it, they may not have acted in the same way as Colin Kaepernick, they're going to be on his side. So this is all about what Colin Kaepernick did. This is not about him having 16 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. This is not about him being surrounded by a woeful supporting cast there with the San Francisco 49ers. Just call it what it is, and let's move on. And for Steve Bisciotti to get up there and just talk in circles,
yeah,
essentially is what he was doing, and just muddying the waters with his explanation for this. Yeah, it's difficult for you because there are a lot of people, like there were, that reached out to the Giants and their owner and said, we're going to boycott your team because we don't believe in this. It just irks me to the highest level.
Yeah.
Just come out, say what you're feeling. Well, and that's fine if that's the way you feel. And this is not a privileged industry. People need to quit using that term because there are a lot of people out there that say, well, he's getting what he deserved. He had a privileged platform. Nothing privileged about it. He worked his ass off to become an NFL quarterback. He played at the highest level. He comes within a couple plays of winning a Super Bowl, and now all of a sudden everyone's trying to find a reason why the guy can't play. Oh, he can't read defenses. Oh, he's a cancer in the locker room, which none of these things are true. If you want to say he doesn't fit our scheme, fine, say that. But don't give me all this other mumbo-jumbo about why you're not signing the guy. Say, give it to us plain. Make it straight. I mean, just or give it to us straight, make it plain is what I should be saying. And all this other obfuscation you're engaging, you don't need it.
I mean, this just made me angrier and angrier
right.
Yesterday as the quotes were kind of being tweeted out from
Jerry
what
Jones was
saying.
Even worse. He was even worse. He could have signed Luke McCown. The guy started about 4 or 5 games in the NFL. Didn't play last year. And you're telling me when we sign a third stringer, we're looking towards the future. Someone we can train. The dude is 36.
Yeah.
How the hell is he going to be your future?
There is that anger because we're not idiots. And this is not Stephen McGee from Texas A&M who you drafted in whatever that round was and held on to him. That may become something. But Jerry Jones did say over the weekend that they signed 36-year-old Luke McCown, the lesser of the McCowns, as their third-string quarterback because they have no problem with Kellen Moore being their number two.
Fine.
And because the number three quarterback in Dallas is the guy that they can evaluate and develop and maybe be a quarterback down the road. He's 36. He's going to be in a California zoo soon, stooping lions to a day.
That's not a bad gig.
I mean, come on, guy. At least lie better.
And Thank you.
But that's just like, that's idiocy. Bisciotti and the Ravens. Again, this is an organization that did nothing with Ray Lewis, that was going to keep Ray Rice, that had a press conference at which Ray Rice's abused girlfriend, now wife, apologized for causing the situation. And then when finally there was a video, went, oh, man, this is bad. We didn't know. Then they got rid of him. I did a quick Google search yesterday. You could do it right now. Just Google Raven fans support Ray Rice and find the quotes from people who go, oh, I want him back. I'm not getting rid of his jersey. I'm not going to define somebody by one mistake. And now Steve Bisciotti is asking these idiots if they should bring in Colin Kaepernick and caring about what they say about it. People, if I was Colin Kaepernick's advisor, I might have told him in that situation, Colin, I think this is going to blow up in your face. I get it. It's a great I support your stance, but maybe this is not the best way to go about this. But sit down and just think about this. Because if you didn't get upset about domestic abuse, drunken driving, possible murder, you have no reason and no footing and no standing to be angry at Colin Kaepernick. Because if you're trying to tell me that what he did was in any way comparable to what actual crimes were committed by people that were, I mean, Dante Stallworth, now, Dante Stallworth's case was a very intricate one, and a man was crossing the street where he shouldn't have been.
Right.
But Dante Stallworth was drunk, ran over a man, and that man died, and the Ravens brought him in without a question. They weren't petitioning or polling their fans. They just signed him. I mean, this is just nonsense.
It is nonsense. The fact that you point to, and Colin Kaepernick points to and shines a light on a situation that's serious and it's ongoing in our country, and yet everyone or a lot of people are riled up in a negative manner because of that. And an inanimate object is more important to them than what's really going on in our society.
Right.
It's just amazing that draws the ire of so many folks when you got real life situations that actually occurring and they don't say a damn thing when that's happening. They're quiet.
Right. People died. A woman got knocked out cold on camera for her children to find it and see it someday. Their dad do that to their mom. That somehow doesn't make you uncomfortable. But a man standing up, and he's made mistakes too. The pig socks and the Castro shirt, I get it. Not the best efforts in support of his message. But this is a guy fighting a real fight. And because you don't want to look and think about what's bad in this country, you now think he is the scourge of the earth and doesn't deserve to work in the NFL. I mean, it's come on, people.
And the answers, I go back to Jerry Jones. When we bring in a third-string quarterback, we're thinking about the future of our franchise. Really? You think about the future? If you were considering him for the future of the franchise, why didn't you bring him in sooner?
Right.
Why wasn't he on the team last year? The guy didn't even play for any team. He wasn't the future for any team.
And I actually like Kellen Moore.
I do too.
I want him to be, have to find a place to play.
I'm a fan.
Prove it's not a fluke in Boise State.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine Kellen Moore is so cemented at number two that you couldn't bring in Colin Kaepernick to be a better option in case something happens to Dak. And by the way, are Dak and Colin Kaepernick physically, the way they play the game, that different?
Thank you.
I mean, come on now, people.
Yeah.
Jerry.
There's the rub. And for the Ravens, did they have Tyrod Taylor before he went to Buffalo?
Yeah.
Then you've had a number of dual threat guys that have been in your camp. Now all of a sudden the guy can't play. It's just I marvel at all the different excuses that people are able to conjure up to keep this man out of the league.
I have a new favorite association. You want to meet them next?
Okay.
My new favorite group of people. That's how we'll start hour two. Gio and
female?
Jones on a Monday. They are.
Oh, great.
On CBS Sports Radio.